We are back on the record. It's 4 o'clock and we're going to do initiative 2017-2018 number 178, regulation of oil and gas development. I'm going to start off. You could just introduce yourself and we'll get going.
David Meschke, Brownstein Hyatt, Farber Schreck. I'm here on behalf of proponents John Brackney and Guillermo de Herrera, who I can represent are both present. And we first would like to thank Madam Chair and title board members for your patience today.
No problem. All right. Do you want to start out just telling us what you believe the single subject of your measure is?
Single subject of this measure is to clarify in the Constitution the rights, obligations, and limits of state and local governments over oil and gas development.
All right. Is there anyone else here who wishes to speak on these? I'll ask that as a group. All right. Any questions on single subject?
I do have a question about section one, subsection B of section one, where it says local governments have jurisdiction to protect public health, safety, and welfare, and the environment through the exercise of land use and police power authorities. Is that intended to describe current law or to expand the authority of local jurisdictions?
That is intended to describe current law.
I don't think it has any effect since it's just a finding.
Would you agree with that? Do you think, I think Suzanne said that as a finding and declaration of the people that it would not have any legal effect in and of itself. Do you have a position on that?
I agree with that.
Okay.
All right. You want to make a motion, Jason?
Sure. I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 178 has a single subject and that the board has jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And do you agree that this is an addition of language to the Constitution or do you believe it's just a repeal?
It's an addition to the Constitution.
Okay. Glenn, you want to make that motion?
Sure. I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 178 does more than simply remove language from the Constitution, and thus would require a 55% vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that takes us to the language. Do you have any comments on the staff draft?
I do not.
Don't. Okay.
I do. I just.
That's why I look that way.
I know. I just think we can be a little more artful. I mean, it's mostly just sort of clean up kinds of things.
Sure.
Maybe before that, just so I understand the measure, what does certain surface aspects of oil and natural gas development mean? In section two, subsection one.
So it's meant to kind of affirm current law and Constitution, and there are various surface aspects that that local governments have the authority to regulate at this point. They're not enumerated in this, but it's supposed to reference what's already kind of the status quo right now.
Okay.
So that's things like, I mean, are you talking about like things like setbacks or where you can put pipelines, that kind of stuff? I mean, I guess I am a little curious as to what those are.
Well, if a setback was on the surface, that would that might be covered under here. If you don't mind, I'll talk with the proponents and see if they have.
Okay, thank you.
Any examples?
What?
David Meschke again. After speaking with the proponents, some examples would be transportation, road access, ingress, egress, that type of thing.
Thank you.
So it's not fleshed out here. I assume that either the General Assembly or through case law would help establish what exactly would fall under the certain surface aspects?
Sure, and what's already in existing law as well.
Okay. So while he's typing that in section 2, subsection 4, in the version I have, it doesn't look like there's a comma after the word town. And I don't know if there was intended to be or not in the list of items that are defined by the term local government.
There was intended to be a comma.
So should you want to add? Is that something you want to add as a technical
yes.
modification?
Do we need a motion for that?
Yes.
Okay. I'll move that for initiative 178 that we make a technical correction in section 2, subsection 4, to add a comma after the word town.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So Steve's put up my language, suggested revisions to the staff draft. You know, mostly it's just, I think, a little bit cleaner language. I think the affirming the authority on line 3 is a little more substantive. I don't get the impression this is really authorizing that. It's intended, I think, as the proponents have said, to kind of reflect, to constitutionalize essentially the state of what they believe to be the state of current law. You know, the rest is mostly, I think, just phrasing preferences. I guess the only question would be if anyone has objections to it or not.
So in the first line where you say governmental authority, could we say local government, or do you think it's beyond that?
Well, down below, so right, it talks about that this prohibits both the state and, as I understand it, and local governments from some things. So it doesn't, so like in 3, in the regulation of oil and natural gas development production, the state and local government shall not unreasonably restrict,
okay,
et cetera. So that's why I did that.
How about state and local?
What, up above?
Yeah. Meaning to make clear it's not talking about the federal government, any ability of the federal government to.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have any comment on those suggested changes?
Sure. This is David Meschke again. On line 6, I think it would be better to keep the language inspections and monitoring of rather than change that to the cost of regulating and the impacts of oil and gas development. The reason being section 2A of the measure, it's specifically discussing inspections and monitoring. The cost of regulating and the impacts of is broader, and it doesn't accurately reflect what's in the measure.
The reason I suggested the change was just because, and maybe it needs to be segregated out or not listed, is the next sentence says that the amount of the fees must be a fair and reasonable estimate of the costs of the impacts and the administration and enforcement of the local requirements. So that's why I kind of tried to combine those two things into the alternative language.
Do you have any response to that?
I still think that keeping it to inspections and monitoring, because that's what it's limited to in the measure, does a better job there. There can be some language regarding fair and reasonable estimate of the costs there, but to include the cost of regulating the impacts of oil and gas development sounds too broad compared to what the measure is really going after.
I mean, you couldn't, your measure wouldn't let you set it, for example, for some kind of health impact, right? Like if somebody wanted to say that your oil and gas production was causing, I mean, we've had some measures that have talked about that whole health issue. You couldn't, like, fold in your costs of, you know, having some medical diagnosis or some treatment. I think that's kind of the point, that maybe it sounds like you can do all these costs of recovering all the impacts.
Madam Chair, if I can jump in, if you look at the measure, the sentence that discusses costs of the impacts and the administration is in reference to fees. And if you look at the sentence above that, fees are defined for this purposes as fees to pay for inspections and monitoring of oil and gas. So I agree with your comment there.
So in two, when it says the cost of the impacts, what impacts is that referring to?
Be the impacts on regulation of oil and gas development.
I mean, I think it's probably a minor point regardless and not necessarily a central measure. I mean, I'm not going to stick to my guns on the language, and it can probably be read, you know, a fair and reasonable estimate of the costs of the inspections and monitoring and administration and enforcement of those things, I guess. I don't know that, you know, a little bit of ambiguity necessarily necessitates a title change to reflect it.
I'd probably be inclined to say inspections and monitoring instead of just the costs of regulating, because that seems, the cost of regulating seems maybe a little broader than the language there that's intended to focus on paying for the inspection and monitoring.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the problem is that this sentence is kind of, or this provision kind of has two different things going on potentially. It has, it's adding the authority, sort of. It says it includes the authority for local governments to regulate certain aspects of oil and gas, include the authority to set these fees for inspections and monitoring. Then it says the amount of the fees must be fair and reasonable to the impact of the administration. So there could be other things, like let's say, so the first sentence is saying it includes the inspection and monitoring, but a local government also has a lot of land use authority, so ingress, egress, whatever. The amount of the fees must be a fair and reasonable estimate of the cost of the impacts of the enforcement of the local requirements. Those would be all the local requirements. right?
I think it could be. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that saying includes means, you know, includes only.
Yeah, that's, I think, the problem. We can read
only into that includes.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with what's going on here is, now, the amount of fees are always supposed to be fair and reasonable to the cost of the impact, but they haven't specified that in number two. The second sentence in number two could be read to mean everything related to whatever they have the authority to regulate.
And not just the inspections and monitoring. Yeah.
Which would make Jason's language more accurate. Anyway, go ahead. Do you have anything to add?
Just some clarification where we are right now in that language. Are we thinking about keeping it as the currently amended?
Well, I mean, sort of, because when we say the amount of the fees must be fair and reasonable, you didn't say the amount of the fees related to inspections and monitoring. You said the amount of the fees, the cost of the impacts. So the second sentence is broader than the first sentence.
Right, but if you look at the intent in section two, subpart two, the intent of that whole paragraph is meant to cover those fees that are designated in the first sentence in that paragraph. And the second sentence modifies that first paragraph.
Yeah, well, I don't think it does is the problem, but.
Although I would probably put inspections and monitoring back in because, you know, apart from that fee sentence, the only specific authorization to set fees is to pay for the inspections and monitoring.
Well, but keep in mind that follows includes, right? And the first part of that first sentence is the authority for local governments to regulate certain aspects of oil and natural gas development. That goes back to subsection one, which says we affirm that local governments have the authority to regulate certain surface aspects of oil and natural gas development. And then it says why? To protect public health, safety, and welfare, and the environment. So, I mean, if there's a spill, could a local government have a regulation that says, you know, our hazardous police people or our fire department will clean it up and we're going to charge you for it? I mean, that's not an inspection. I don't think it's necessarily monitoring either. It's remediation or mitigation.
Right, and I think this is silent as to whether the local government would have the authority to set fees to pay for that.
Yeah. My other problem is, if this was like a 30-page measure, we probably wouldn't even be talking about this.
Right.
So, you know, fees, who cares? I mean, I'm not even sure the sentence would make the title, except that it's a short title. I mean, usually we don't say, and oh, by the way, the government can set reasonable fees to recoup their costs. I mean, that's just true anyway. Maybe we could just take it out.
If I may add a suggestion, it might be clearer to put local government or government in front of impacts if we are going to keep in the word impacts, just to kind of clarify what those are so there's not broader than it was meant to be.
So do you think we need to say something about that phrase that's in there now, starting at authorizing local governments? Is that a central part of the measure that proponents think should be reflected in the title?
In other words, the whole sentence about fees?
Yeah, the whole phrase, authorizing local governments all the way through development. I guess it does differentiate this from some of the other.
Right. I mean, that's the difference between 178 and some of the other similar measures.
But just because the other measures don't mention it doesn't mean that it can't happen.
Right.
I mean, the lack of a mention in the other measures means nothing. The local governments will still set a fee. They're not going to go do it for free. Unless the other measure said, and oh, by the way, the government can't charge a fee.
Right. And again, I mean, is it really even authorizing this, or is it really also, you know, affirming the authority of local governments?
Yeah.
So we should probably repeat that phrase.
Specifying that. Yeah.
Or, you know.
Because they're already authorized to do it.
Right. So really it's,
what do you think of the fee thing? Do you think it needs to be in there?
I'm not certain it needs to be in there. We seem to be parsing the language quite a bit, and it's not an essential piece of, or it's not the thrust of the measure. It's so it wouldn't have a problem taking that out.
I mean, the only thing the measure actually does is at the end. Where are you two on the fees?
Well, it's kind of like you said, just because there isn't much else here, yeah. And it's in this one and not in other ones, you know, it seems like you could say something. Now, whether it's really just tied to the first sentence, the first clause. You know, it almost could be like affirming the authority of local governments to regulate certain surface aspects of oil and natural gas developments. Laws of regulation does not conflict with state law, and to set reasonable fees, you know, or even say reasonable, what was it, inspection and monitoring fees, you know, in connection with the regulation or something. But
yeah.
I don't feel I'm just sort of mad. I probably just left the staff draft alone.
Well, I think that was in the staff draft too.
Yeah.
I mean, my problem is I just don't think we need to say anything about the fees because I don't think that section does anything.
Yeah, if it's not taken out, this is Dave Meshke again, to just include something like authorizing local governments to set certain fees. And then they can look at the measure to see what those fees are. But
yeah.
Beyond that, I don't think it needs to be in there.
I mean, I guess my only question is if we take it out, I mean, does subsection 1 to really do it? You know, if your point is only subsection 3 does something, then we're saying the same title for all of these, I think.
Well, we've done that before, too.
We have.
I mean, on some of the, I can't remember what 100 titles we set, but which ones were they all the same? In the school finance?
Probably.
There was something where everything was the
transportation ones were just the numbers change.
There were a bunch where there were clauses in the language, but none of them were central to the voters, and so we didn't make any changes to the question.
Another option could be to mention something about authorizing certain fees and including that in the previous clause, just so that's tied in with kind of those first two sections of section 2 of the measure. Again, I don't think it's necessary, but that just could be another option.
I'd probably be inclined to either take it out or change it to something like specifying that local governments may set non-discriminatory, fair, and reasonable fees to pay for or fees related to the regulation.
Where are you, Jason?
Well, the way it's phrased, it's not even really authorized. It seems like we just tie it into the first clause in some brief manner. Like, if we can do that, is a better way to go rather than setting off a whole separate clause for it. And I mean,
how about authorizing the authority of local governments to regulate and set fees for certain? Well, that doesn't make sense. To regulate and set inspection fees. I mean, back up above. Oh, yeah. I meant where it was like to regulate.
To regulate certain surface aspects of oil and natural gas development and set.
Yeah. Or set reasonable fees.
I'd just say maybe charge reasonable fees for the cost of the regulation.
But it's, yeah. Really the end. Yeah, I guess that's fine.
The problem there is then it seems like they can only charge fees if the regulation does not conflict with state law. You know, that last phrase we have there now seems to modify the fee piece instead of the regulate piece.
But I think that's right. I mean, if a state, it's still a conflict with state law, if a fee would conflict, it's still.
Right. No, my worry is that it would be read as only modifying the fee piece.
So let's go down a little bit. Do we think, because maybe I'm starting to lean more towards just taking out the whole fee thing and saying in connection therewith, affirming the authority of local governments to regulate certain surface aspects of oil and natural gas development so long as the regulation does not conflict with state law, comma, unreasonably restrict a property owner's access to the owner's surface or mineral property, comma, and does not unreasonably restrict or impose technically or economically unfeasible conditions. I don't think the arbitrary and capricious on government can't do that anyways.
Yeah.
And then the fees, government can do that anyways.
Right.
Maybe we're okay. Actually, I think we can, since we have the do not at the beginning, right? Does not, yeah, we can take out the does not and does not, and just say or impose.
You have any comment?
No comment. That looks good on our end.
Okay. I like it. I'll read it. An amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the scope of state and local governmental authority to regulate oil and natural gas development and in connection therewith, affirming the authority of local governments to regulate certain surface aspects of oil and natural gas development, so long as the regulation does not conflict with state law, unreasonably restrict a property owner's access to the owner's surface or mineral property, or impose technically or economically unfeasible conditions on access or development.
I guess the only question I have is, on end of line three and line four, if we want to say such instead of repeating oil and natural gas. Otherwise, I think we're good.
Yeah, usually we say such development.
Okay. You all good?
Yep. You good, Glenn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 178 as we have amended the staff draft, and it now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Right.
That takes us to proposed initiative 2017-2018 number 179. Go ahead.
David Meschke here again, Brownstein Hyatt Farber Schrepp, along with the proponents John Brackney and Guillermo de Herrera, who are again here.
Okay, and do you want to just kick us off with what you believe your single subject to be?
Single subject is the same as 178, which is to clarify in the Constitution the rights, obligations, and limits of state and local governments over oil and gas development.
And you want to do a single subject motion?
Sure. I move that we find the proposed initiative 2017-18 number 179 has a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And do you agree this is, again, an addition to the Constitution?
Yes. And if I may also add,
the comma.
Same with 178, there is a comma issue.
Yeah. We'll do separate motions. You want to do those, Glenn?
Yeah. So I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 179, we find that it does more than simply repeal language from the Constitution and would require the 55% vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I would also move a technical amendment to in section 2, subsection 3, that we add the missing comma back in after the word town.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. That takes us to the language and... So this, why don't you just tell us for the record what's different about this initiative?
In comparison to 178?
Yes.
Hi. In comparison to 178, the major difference was actually what we kind of discussed with 178, which is in this one there is not, or there is a removal of what was subsection 2 in section 2, which talked about the fees. Otherwise, it is... essentially identical.
So do you have any position on whether we could just use the identical language from 178?
I think that would be prudent.
And just for the record, is it safe to say that the intent of the proponents is to only circulate one of these?
We are still deciding that right now, but I'm guessing...
Well, not which one, but will only circulate one of the group.
I believe that is the ultimate intent.
All right. What do we have out there, Steve?
What you see on the board is the same text that the title board just adopted for number 178.
Okay. Any comments from the board on?
No.
Okay.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 179 as we've just used the same title as for 178 and appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, that takes us to proposed initiative 180.
David Meschke here again, Bronstein, Hyatt, Farber, Schreck, on behalf of proponents John Brackney and Guillermo de Herrera, who again are present here.
And do you want to tell us what you believe the single subject of your measure is?
Again, to clarify in the Constitution the rights, obligations, and limits of state and local governments over oil and gas development.
All right, you want to make the single subject motion?
I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number, we're up to 180 now, right?
Yep.
180 has a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And you agree again this is an addition to the Constitution?
Yes.
And you want to change the comma?
Exactly.
Okay.
I move that we find that initiative 2017-18 number 180 does more than simply repeal language from the Constitution and would require the 55% vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I would also move that we make a correct a Scrivener's error with section 1, subsection 4, and add a comma after the word town.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. You want to tell us how this one is different from 178, 179?
On 178 and 179, there was a section at the beginning that was called purposes and findings that is not in 180.
Okay. Then do you have any position on, and this one does have the language about the fees, do you have any position on whether this should be any different than 178?
I believe it should be the same.
Okay.
Is that what's up now, Steve? Is this the 178?
Correct. What's on 180 right now is what the title board adopted for 178 and 179.
Perfect. Then I would move that the board set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 180 as it now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That takes us to 2017-2018 number 181.
David Meschke here again, Bronstein, Hyatt, Farber, Schreck, on behalf of proponents, John Brackney and Guillermo de Herrera, who are both present.
Any questions from the board on single subject? Or?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I move that we set, I'm sorry, I move that we find the proposed initiative 2017-18 number 181 has a single subject and the board has jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And you agree this is an addition to the Colorado Constitution?
I do.
And you want to change the comma?
Yes.
All right.
I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 181, we find that it does more than only remove language from the Constitution and would require the 55% vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I also move that we correct a Scrivener's error in Section 1, Subsection 3, to add a comma after the word town.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And 181 looks a lot like 179. You want to tell us the difference?
The difference between 181 and 179 is that in 179 there is the first section is purposes and findings that is not included in 181.
So any comment on whether this should be the same as the rest of the titles we've adopted?
I believe it should be the same.
Okay.
And I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 181 as it now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that passes. Which brings us to the end of our agenda. The time is 4:40.
Suzanne, do we need to say something about 168 on the record, or?
Oh yeah, 168. Proponents have withdrawn. They are not here, right?
The proponents for number 168 are not here. They did notify me earlier today that they would not be here. It looks like I have an email from them right now. They will not be coming, so we can dismiss 168.
All right. And, we'll be doing rehearings next Thursday, right? And it's...
We are doing Thursday, not Friday.
Motions for rehearing are due a week from today on Wednesday.
Yeah.
There is no time specified in the statute. So Thursday morning when I come into the office, I will begin scheduling those rehearings. Okay. By law, we must meet on Thursday or Friday to hear those rehearings, and that will be at the board's discretion. So anyone who hears my voice right now and intends to file a motion for rehearing, earlier better, please. That will facilitate the administration of the rehearings very well.
Do you all have a preference?
We're talking about the 26th or 27th?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Or both?
I would probably prefer the 27th.
That would be Friday.
Right.
I guess the only question is if we think this might really drag out long enough to go into what would be a very long day Friday or not. I mean, I think if we start on Thursday, I think we should have Friday set aside and start at like noon or 1 or something, give him time to deal with what he has. But it's
your
discretion.
So we have conference room space reserved on Thursday and Friday. And I actually kind of like Jason's idea of planning to at least do a half day on Thursday. We had 17 initiatives introduced today. Now, there's no guarantee on what will or will not have a motion for rehearing filed. But being as this is the last title board session of the year, typically we see motions for rehearing on the majority of them. And that would pack a very full day on Friday if we did hear it.
Well, why don't we plan to start at noon on Thursday? And what do you think? Is that all right with you, Glenn?
Could we start at 1 on Thursday?
Fine.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll start at 1 on Thursday. So proponents need to be available Thursday afternoon, Friday morning, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then the time is 4:45, and with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you.